Welcome to the Ludwig Gotzel room. Please go over to the showcase opposite the entrance, the one holding the large book, and stop in front of it. The book is an album, and it contains images of 100 of the most distinguished participants in the November uprising of 1830 to 1831, which is also known as the Polish-Russian War. Most of the portraits depict well-known commanders and politicians, but there are also a few women soldiers amongst them. All the figures in the album became part of the legend of the uprising. Although it ended in defeat, it did pass the tradition of the struggle for independence on to future generations. The album served to spread the legend. It was published in Paris in the 1830s by an émigré insurgent, Yusef Strashevich. Other prints were available on a subscription basis. By the first half of the 20th century, complete editions of the album had become a rarity. The one on display here was bought during that period by Ludwig Gotzel, an historian and bibliophile who lived in Warsaw. Over the course of several decades of methodical work, Gotzel gathered together a vast collection of memorabilia related to the November uprising and to what's known as the Great Emigration. The Great Emigration. Let me explain in brief. After the defeat of the November uprising, many of the Poles who'd fought in it emigrated. So did a great many leading Polish political and cultural figures. The same thing happened after the defeat of the uprisings that occurred later, including the January uprising of 1863 to 64. In the end, thousands of Poles wound up living in exile. Ludwig Gotzel gave all his November uprising and great emigration memorabilia to the Warsaw Museum in 1964, 2 years before his death. I'm sure you'll already have noticed how rich and varied that collection is. Please make your way over to the wall on the left, the one hung with martial paintings. Seated on the back of a sprightly black horse, we have a member of the Polish light cavalry units, known as the Uhlans. Then there are two battle paintings. The one next to the Uhlan shows a scene from the Battle of Olszynka-Grochowska, a bloody engagement fought on the 25th of February, 1831, just outside Warsaw. And next to that, we have a skirmish fought during the Battle of Delba Wielkia on the 31st of March that same year. Delba Wielkia is a village around 32 kilometres, 20 miles, to the east of here. On the right, there's a massive piece of furniture that's part display case and part integral cupboards and drawers. And like a huge treasure chest, it can house the entire collection. In the past, collectors would commission special cabinets of this kind, featuring an abundance of drawers and cupboards. This one holds hundreds of books and other precious memorabilia. The elements that look like black vertical drawers in the centre of the cabinet houses an extensive collection of prints. The subject matter ranges from people connected with the November uprising via battles and political events to allegorical scenes. In the cupboards alongside, we have medallions, coins, patriotic jewellery, and even the calling cards used by famous émigrés like Adam Mickiewicz, national poet, and one of the three bards of Polish Romanticism. Now, please make your way round to the other side of the cabinet, where a unique and extraordinarily valuable part of the collection is held. It's a selection of around 100 published scores for music that's linked to the November uprising thematically and temporally. Some of the compositions remain famous to this day, like the patriotic song that dates from 1831 and is known as Warszawianka, Warsaw's song. Others are less well known these days. Most of the scores were brought out by Warsaw publishing houses, although there are some that were published by German and French companies, and that bears witness to the fact that in the immediate aftermath of the uprising, Polish songs were popular on a Europe-wide scale. And now I'll leave you to look around the exhibition on your own. Please feel free to open up the various cupboards and drawers and explore their contents. Then when you're ready, please head back out into the stairwell.